Hi, and welcome to another Boiled Sports Handsome Hour Quickcast. I'm your host, Boiler Dowd. Mom, thanks for watching. Check out Martin Vintage T-shirts. They do a great job with the old-timey Purdue stuff, soft, comfortable T-shirts with some old Purdue graphics. Enter Boiled at checkout for 20% off. So we've got three big questions as we head into this week's game versus Michigan. It's on Fox Sports, the real Fox Sports, again for the second time in the season. So Purdue's getting some pub, so that's a good thing. Is Purdue ready for primetime? Obviously, they went toe-to-toe with a decent team in Louisville, but little of that shine has come off Louisville since they got thrashed by Clemson. Michigan is number 8 in the nation. Michigan has one of the best defenses in the nation, and they also have one of the best coaches in the nation. Will Purdue be able to handle, number 1, the pressure, number 2, the idea of the prestige of going against one of the blue bloods in America? A lot of times, it gets in their head when they play one of these teams, especially a team filled with guys that have gotten beaten time and time again by those good teams. Question number 2, will defensive injuries mount up and hurt Purdue? We've seen on a couple drives this season, specifically against Ohio and Louisville, where a team has gone down the field pretty quickly and blasted in the end zone. Specifically Ohio, I guess, because Louisville, the defense seemed to stiffen up almost every time. Michigan does have weapons. They're all under experience, but they've got weapons. They've got athletes. So will injuries to Bentley and McCollum come into play? Will they hurt Purdue to the point where the defense isn't as salty as what we've seen the last few weeks? Will they be able to stop Michigan like Air Force did for three quarters? Part of my argument that Michigan doesn't have a great offense is just what we've seen in other games this season. Specifically last week, they couldn't move the ball very effectively against an okay Air Force defense. How will Purdue's defense handle these injuries? Will they be able to stiffen up again? Will they be able to be as aggressive? Will they win the turnover margin? Question number 3, how will Blau handle the pressure? How will he handle getting hit time and time again? How will he handle the athletic quick front of Michigan? I'm positive Michigan's going to be motivated. With Phillips being quoted in the ESPN article recently saying, yeah, we're going to beat Michigan, Michigan players are motivated. And I'm even seeing it on Twitter a couple places. Not only are Michigan players motivated, but now their fans are all lathered up. Will Purdue be able to keep Blau's jersey clean? Will Barron and company be able to hold the line like they have the last few weeks? Blau still gets hit a little bit, but part of that's by design because he's rolling out so much and he's on the move. Will Blau be rattled? How will he be affected? Will we see the old bad habits of David Blau creep in after he's been hit a couple times? I think that will kind of define Purdue's offensive success. That, and of course, if the receivers can hang on the ball. I bet Phillips will get hit once or twice by that defensive secondary of Michigan. I'm Boiler Dowd. This has been another Handsome Hour Quickcast. BS all the time.